Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests Annual Female Production Sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests Female Production Sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Well, most cash cattle trade for the week will take place today or tomorrow, but limited trade did surface yesterday. We saw a $106 trade in our part of the country. That's about $1 to $2 higher than last week. And although not many cattle sold, it's likely to be enough to set the tone for higher cash cattle trade during the rest of the week. Packers continue to focus on reduced supplies of market-ready cattle being available over the next 6 weeks, while the recent swift move higher in cattle futures has helped to focus on continuing the market rally seen over the past 3 weeks. Early focus in hog trade will be placed on the weekly export sales report, which will be released before markets open this morning. The ability to measure export sales at the end of last week has been much anticipated by all traders as they wait for concrete evidence of just how much impact bans on German pork purchases will have on the U.S. market. It's expected that moderate export sales increases will be seen in several Asian countries, and it will take a strong report to help maintain previous market gains. Now, moving to the grains, mixed wheat overnight with gains in Minneapolis, steady trade in Chicago, and slightly weaker markets in Kansas City. Wheat actually led floor gains for most of the post-USDA session as December Kansas City wheat settled with 33-cent gains and what would appear to be the largest single-day gain in the contract's history. Wheat had a double whammy of supportive stocks data as well as smaller-than-expected production estimates. Corn prices higher overnight following through on the impressive gains notched yesterday to trade above the previous day's high and make new highs for the move. December corn is now trading at the highest level since early March following what may have been described as unprecedented historic revision of the September 1 stocks report. And stronger trade across the soy complex overnight led by soybeans as they too add to Wednesday's gains and make new highs for the move. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, October live cattle down 35 cents yesterday, 108.55. December down 77, 112.35. October feeder cattle down 157, 141.35. November down 172, 142.05. October hogs up 42, 72.80. And December is up 112, 63.10. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 33 and three quarters, 509 and three quarters. March up 32 and a quarter, 518 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December up 29 and a half, 578. March up 27 and a quarter, 583 and three quarters. December corn is up 14 and a quarter, 379. March up 14 and a quarter, 388 and a quarter. November soybeans up 30 and a half cents at 1023 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.